Nearly 400 girls and boys convicted of crimes are housed at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake Schools near Irma. Corrections Secretary Gary Hamblin says many of them have experienced chronic trauma before being incarcerated.
Neglect, abuse, sexual assault, physical assault, totally dysfunctional families, no family at all perhaps, and those are the types of things that influence that child's development.
Studies have shown that kind of trauma can actually lead to changes in the brain and the body's stress management system. Hugh Davis is director of Wisconsin Family Ties. It's a nonprofit that works with troubled youth. He says childhood trauma can cause mental health problems and vice versa. Mental health difficulties can lead to abuse.
In fact, various studies have found that children and youth with disabilities are 4 to 10 times more likely to suffer abuse or neglect than their non-disabled peers.
Wisconsin is one of 6 states that did a 2010 health survey of the general public asking about adverse childhood events. Of the 4,000 respondents, 11% said they'd been sexually abused as a child. Another 6% reported a family member was in jail. The Department of Corrections wants staff to keep these things in mind when interacting with juvenile offenders, not coddling them, but getting them the psychiatric and other health services they need. Not doing so, says Hamblin, might lead to worse problems for the individual and society. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.